Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and I have as my guest today Assemblyman John McDonald, who is here to talk. About Proposition 1. Assemblyman McDonald, can you explain how you feel about the proposition?
Sure, Cynthia, and first of all, thank you for the opportunity to be on your show again.
Thank you.
It's very interesting. You know, we have six propositions up for consideration by the public this coming election day, next Tuesday. And obviously the one that's been most talked about and debated and in some instances trying to be torn apart is, of course, the casino gambling bill. Now, you know, for the record, and it is part of the public record, I did vote in favor of the casino bill to go to the people to, in a democratic process, make their decision to vote yay or nay on casino gambling. I will say personally, I don't gamble. I'm concerned about the impacts of gambling. And those are, you know, things that weighed very heavily in my decision-making. On the other side of the fence, and this is a very, you know, it's obviously a very divisive issue and something where people have strong opinions on either side, and in some circumstances where people are kind of in the middle, they don't know what to do. I did recognize the positive attributes that can come out of casino gambling. It is true, well over $1 billion is exported out of New York State to the adjoining states. We're not talking about Vegas. We're talking about the adjoining states of Mass, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. And I think we all know friends of ours who have said, oh, taking that bus trip to Foxwoods tomorrow. You know, and bottom line is that in many instances, they're not going to gamble their life away. What they're doing is they're going to have a good opportunity, a good time, a good opportunity to gather with friends and, yeah, to gamble a little bit, but also to take in the ambiance and the excitement of all that comes with casinos. It is tourism to a degree. Some people have their own view of what tourism is. They have their own view of what casinos are. And I can tell you there's night and day between going to Las Vegas and not that I've been there a lot, but I've been there twice in my lifetime, and what goes on in Atlantic City, New Jersey, for example. So this is an opportunity that's been debated for an extremely long period of time for the public to actually have their say. And I think that's what democracy is all about, when you really give it some thought. And we'll see what happens on November 5th.
Now, one of the arguments against gambling or the casinos is that once a casino is built, the big-name acts and all kinds of performers will do their performance at a casino rather than within the community. For instance, if there was a casino in Albany, then what would that do to the egg? Would all the entertainers go to the casino? Would that impact the egg? So can you explain how a casino will impact a locality once it's built?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of different impacts, both positive and potentially negative. I can tell you the ones that were most concerned to myself and those of the Capital Region delegation is that we were very concerned about a casino coming in here into the Capital Region and having a negative impact on all of our cultural and civic facilities. For example, we don't want to make the Times Union Center an empty shell. We don't want the egg. We don't want SPAC. We don't want Proctor's to all be negatively impacted. And that's something that we have strongly advocated for in the language. It's something that the cultural organizations are also advocating for and something we will continue the battle on. We've gotten commitments that this is not the intention. But once again, it's all going to be the devil in the details if the casino amendment is passed, to make sure that there is no competition to the point where it drains it. Now, I'll be honest with you. I personally do not believe the city of Albany is the best location for a casino if you're going to look at the capital region. I've been very clear as I've navigated my way through many of the different neighborhood associations and organizations in the city of Albany. The pulse of the people who live here has clearly been along those lines, that they are not in support of a casino in the urban area of the city of Albany. If one was to locate in the capital region, a good bet, no pun intended, would be city of Saratoga. They've got, and here's another pun for you, a pretty good track record in regards to responsible gambling. Uh-huh. They seem to embrace it. The elected officials are truly embracing it up there. I'm part of that Saratoga County legislative delegation because I represent the small but mighty community, town, and village of Waterford. So I've been involved in the discussions there. And if it goes there, I do think that we will have success for the region, and I think that there would be a very sincere, sincere message of concern for the cultural institutions here in the capital region.
I'm sorry.
I just had to clear my throat for a second. I do believe that also, you know, and I wouldn't take this to the bank by any stretch, but, you know, the way the shared revenue shares are split up, you know, the city of Saratoga and Saratoga County, for instance, would receive a share. A proportionate share would go to the surrounding counties, which, according to the county executives I've talked to, is a significant amount of money. It's not insignificant, that's for sure. And then, you know, that's going to have a positive impact, and then there will be an impact to the education revenue. And I'm hoping and demanding that it's a revenue in top of what's already there, not in lieu of what's already there, because that should not be, that's not the intention. That's not why the legislature voted to send this out to the public. That being said, you know, once again, we're going to have to wait and see what happens on November 5th.
What had happened was in the original legislation, there was a ban on political contributions from gaming interests, and then that provision was taken out. Can you tell us why and how that has impacted the legislators?
Yeah. I can't tell you why it was taken out because I still, to this date, have not gotten a good answer, except for the fact that I was told, and it was taken out in the last waning minutes of this legislative session that ended in June, because the parties weren't in agreement on that. Now, I was disappointed because originally that's what was proposed. That's what we were supportive of. It was only after the fact that we were advised otherwise. You may have caught this, Cynthia, and you may not have, but I was adamantly upset about that. Matter of fact, I put out a message to all who were interested in reading it and been on enough media talk show hosts to say, listen, I, for one, am not going to accept money from gambling interests. I think that, you know, by changing this, I think it was not a smart move. I think it would have been wiser to continue with what was proposed and what we had in our minds, because let's face it, you know, political contributions can sometimes be perceived as being influencing. And this is really not something that the public should have it taint the image of, to be honest with you.
There's been a lot of campaign contributions by the gaming industry. Has there been a lot of campaign contributions from the anti-casino groups?
I don't know the answer to that question. I haven't received any for or against, and nor will I.
Okay. Now, in our closing minutes, do you have anything you'd like to add to, you know, the dialogue as far as what can happen on Tuesday?
You know, I just actually finished up something I'm going to post to my blog in the Times Union, which lists all six amendments. And I really hope that the public takes a few moments, you know, steps away from all the noise that sometimes can happen when it's being discussed in the media, and takes an up and down look themselves at all of the language and also the intent of these constitutional amendments. I don't dispute the fact that there's been a lot of controversy because of the language of the amendment. And even though the court has upheld it, I know that some cynics still are a little bitter about that. But the reality is this. It's their decision, you know, specifically the casinos. I've always said the language, as much as I don't think it was necessary to go through that contortion of writing it that way, at the end of the day, for the average voter, when they walk in, it's going to be an up-and-down vote. Do you support casinos or not? That's what it is. That is what it's going to be. On the other five items, some are relatively local items that deal with state lands, so they're important to that local community. Those are items that we supported in the legislature, and they deserve consideration because it helps address some other long-term issues. And, of course, the judges. Now, that's an interesting dynamic. I know that as we live longer, we gain more wisdom, and that's wisdom that many people feel should not be lost from the bench. Others will say, well, wait a minute. There's a reason why he's at 70. It's not because of their age. It's because they give other people the opportunity to be judges. It's up to the voters to decide.
But 80 is really getting up there, don't you think?
What do they say, 80 is the new 70? That's what they're saying in the judge community. I'm not really sure. That's an interesting one, to be honest with you. I know many 80-year-olds that are much sharper than some of our 25- and 35-year-olds. That's for darn sure.
This is true.
You know, I mean, the wisdom of Solomon is something that should not be ignored, but at the same token, I know that I wouldn't want an 80-year-old being president of the United States either.
Right. So thank you so much, Assemblyman, and everybody that's listening to this. The most important thing is on Tuesday, please go out and vote. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Assemblyman, and thank you, everybody, for listening to Focus on Albany. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.